Hey everybody in podcast world, it's hopefully the crickets in the background aren't going crazy. It's summer, Wisconsin. It's makes it feel a lot later than it is, but yeah, I haven't done a podcast in a while. In case you haven't noticed, if you haven't noticed, you probably are one of the many people that said, "Hey, when are you gonna upload your next podcast?" Well, this is why I'm gonna record this, because I don't want to put a little intro before each one going, "Sorry, guys." But yes, I do have a whole bunch to post out. I think the last one I posted was the March month of movies one. So, I mean, we have what month? April, May, June, and July to post. So I didn't stop. I just didn't post them. And the reason why this episode is called Apologies, I think I'm going to name it Apologies because that's what my plan was. I'm sorry, guys, for all the laziness I put on for this. I don't really have any good reasons. I don't have any good, like, this is why my computer died, or this is why I was in a coma for 4 months. I don't have any good reasons other than, like, I got lazy, and, well, one of the things is, like, we got a cat recently. I don't want to say recently as in, what was that, Memorial Day? So, I mean, already at this point, I'm already a month behind on podcast posting. So, it's kind of hard to do anything in my bedroom, because at that time I was trying to get him used to the house. Well, Jason and I were trying to get him used to the house. So we were closing the bedroom doors, and whenever I was in the bedroom, he would meow and meow because I had the door shut. And then, yeah, so I didn't want to sit on my computer after that, during that process. Also, I don't know, like, the Scott Ruins Your Podcast has been odd lately. By odd, I mean, I think I have, like, only about two or three episodes to post yet. The problem is, the audience participation, and by that participation, I mean, like, we have to have an audience in order to have a live podcast. I mean, we don't have to, but it's very, it kind of ruins the idea of having a live podcast when there's no audience there. So, I don't know, and it might just be me thinking that the episodes weren't as good as they could be, or as they used to be, but that might be because we don't hear a lot of people in the audience laughing because no one's there. I mean, I don't know. Last year, this time, we had an audience and shit, so I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. I know I suck at advertising stuff, but that kind of goes with the whole thing where, like, kind of goes with the whole thing of me not thinking things I do are good. I mean, that's part of the that's actually another big reason why I haven't been posting lately, because I feel bad. I don't know. I'm sure people enjoy them, because otherwise they wouldn't be saying, "Hey, when is your next podcast? When are you going to upload this? When are you going to do this?" Whenever I do things, most of the time I'm like, "Eh, it was okay. It's done. I won't, you know, put it on a high shelf or anything." So when I was only doing a few episodes here and there, and then I was like, "Ah, this isn't that great," or whatever, it just kind of killed my mood for doing it. But it's going. I have, like I said, I have four Ruins Your Pod, or four Month of Movies at this point. Like I said, I know at least two Scott Ruins Your Podcasts, and one We Deliver that we did, my brother and I did in March, and here comes the cat. I just fed him, hoping that he would stay out of the room while I talked, but that's okay. He can be a guest. Where are you? Oh, okay, whatever. And then, of course, we'll have this episode. We had the whole We Deliver thing. I kind of took a bout of absence from the world. I've just been not social at all. I haven't really been doing much outside of just being in my house. So having a podcast where I am with hanging out with people and talking to them has been kind of low on my list of things to do. So, I mean, technically I should have four more We Delivers, but I haven't done any We Delivers since the one in March, which I have yet to post. So that one's going to come soon. So, I mean, look at this, guys. 7 more. Plus this one, 8. You guys got to be excited now, right? I just got to slap them all together and make them sound good and upload them. So hopefully this thing should be out. I mean, it's Saturday night. Probably like almost 10 o'clock on a Saturday night. And hopefully I should have this posted for Monday morning for you guys. And then after that, I'll be posting all the month of movies and the Scott Runzers and the We Delivers and all that stuff. I had all these ideas I was going to talk about for apologies and whatnot. But fuck, man, I can't remember any of it. Oh, but I did go to... Okay, so like I said, one of the other things was I in case you don't know who I am at all or listen to any other podcasts, I have depression issues, which usually means that I don't like... Yes, hello, cat. You want to help with the podcast? Yeah, are you excited? All right, just don't trip over the cord. I don't want you to pull the microphone down. All right, so anyways, it keeps me from being positive and all that stuff, and I don't want to hang out with people. I'm an antisocial type person, and every once in a while, like probably once or twice a month, sometimes I get these like happiness droughts, if that makes any sense, where I just don't want to do anything. And usually summer, for some reason, really kicks it up, which shouldn't, because vitamin D is a good thing for you to be happy and sun is out. So I don't know what it is. But yeah, just a few weeks ago, I went down to Kansas City, Missouri, and with Mike and Garth in Comedy City Troupe. All right, fine. Just, you're going to sit on my lap or not? Okay, just rub your face on the computer. Okay, so went down to Kansas City, Missouri, and I was nervous about the trip because I wasn't feeling great, and I knew my I usually have like sleep problems around the times that my brain just goes fuck everything, and I knew I wasn't having good sleep that week, so I'm like, I know this is gonna come down during the whoa, okay, you not. Sorry, the cat just rubbed it on the computer and knocked it off the shelf and knocked it off the table. Anyways, this is turning into a very... We're all over the place now, cat. I was talking about something serious, and now it's just weird. Just play with your toys. Play with your toy. It's right there. Go for it. Not this one. All right, go in your little house. Just get in there. All right. What was I talking about? I went down to Kansas City, and I was worried because I wasn't feeling the best in my mind. And then, but I had a really great time. I did some fun improv. I didn't have much of a negative, as much of a negative view as I thought I would. And I mean, it was all good time. I mean, old people that were down there were awesome, and old people I met, and new people, and people I've hung out with over the years, it was a great time. So I don't know why I was nervous, but it was just one of those things where in my life I didn't know if. I don't know. You're never always certain about everything, you know? I don't know. I say you know a lot too much. You know? Other things that are new, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. Fuck. So, that's some of the reasons why I have not been posting the podcast at all. But I'm going to get back to it. Also, the Scott Ridge podcast, like I said, we were having some really low numbered attendance. One of the ones coming up, you'll actually hear us talk about how the audience, literally all of them, just left in the middle of the show, and we were just talking to ourselves. So right now I'm kind of not rebranding it, but kind of, I don't want to say rebooting it, but molding it, trying to find a new style of idea. Because, I mean, I love doing the podcast with Mike and John, and they're both making me laugh, but, they have their own obligations, too. Mike owns a club, and he does a lot of things that he has to take care of, or, like, doing shows on the road, or doing anything else. Cat, I don't know if that's picking up on the microphone, but you're wagging your tail directly at a bunch of cans and pens. All right. Yeah. Keep looking at the window. So anyways, Mike has Jesus Christ. This is me talking to myself, talking to my cat. Oh, Jesus Christ. This is a Saturday night. This is my Saturday night. I'm talking to myself and my cat and the computer. Oh boy. What am I doing? What is this? What is this life? oh shit. Anyways. Yeah, Mike has a lot of club stuff and John, he's doing a lot of stand up. So that's pretty awesome. He's going to Milwaukee and Appleton and all that stuff. So I mean, he's been busy. So I kind of want to try to. I still want to do the show with those guys, but it's kind of hard to try to do that if they're busy. Like we only do the Scott Ridge podcast once a month. So if they're busy that 1 week, you know, that we record it, it's like oh, we haven't heard from him in 3 months because he was doing this or this or this, you know, or it's like, you know, I mean, it's, I think for a while there it was guest, you know, I don't know. So I'm trying to find a way to sort of rework that show and make it easier to include but at the same time substitute people if other people are busy. So hopefully that makes sense. I want to try to do that, start that next month so that we'll have an episode, you know, September, October, somewhere in there. And I'm going to try a couple different things, I think. But other than that, I think this episode is already 10 minutes too long because it's just me babbling. Saying and like and, you know, way more than I should be saying. That's another thing I wish I could record a podcast and realize what Mike is talking about, because Mike says that one time we were recording, I like taking road trips, you know, just in general, but also when you go down to, you know, we do a remote show a couple hours away, or for instance, when we drove down to Kansas City, I wanted to prop up the microphone in the car and just have a conversation and record the conversation. But I did that once, and Mike was saying how differently, as soon as the microphone's on, how quickly I change and I'm not me, or I'm not myself. I don't know. I don't know what that difference is. I don't know what I do differently or say differently, so I don't know, man. You tell me. You can't tell me, because you're listening to all these podcasts and I'm the on-stage persona of me, or at least whatever character, me character, on microphone character, right? Yeah, this is probably it right here when I'm just mumbling and repeating myself and stuttering. But honestly, I try to constantly. Oh God, I'm falling into it. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know what it is. Scott, you tell me. I try to make it entertaining. Maybe that's the thing. Instead of being honest from the heart, I'm always trying to be entertaining. So at least if I'm saying something, I'm at least not boring them. Is that what it is? I should have more of these little... I want to, Scott. I want to have more of these little, like, just one-offs of me talking to the microphone, because shit comes out, man, and it's... It's crazy. I just realized this. Jesus Christ, I'm staring at a Sierra Mist can. And like the mist, the M has a weird line on the bottom. I don't know why they do that, but it's because it's mountains. Because Sierra in Spanish is mountain. Oh my God. Sierra Mist, Mountain Dew. Way to go, Pepsi. Did you do that? You had to do that on purpose. Because mist is at what? It's mist is usually at night, right? Or the morning? The dew falls at night, and then in the morning it's mist. Right? Or what? When it rains, mist is rain, not fog. So Sierra Mist is mountain mist, or mountain dew. But it's not, because there's no caffeine in it. And it's lemon-lime flavored soda, not citrus flavored soda. I don't know, guys. this is, I hope you learned something today. I hope you are happy that the more podcasts are coming out. I don't know if I even have, this is only the fourth episode, and one other episode I did of the Scott Ranger podcast was just a fake on the road type. What, cat? I fed you, isn't that enough? Hear him meowing. I just fed him. Oh, anyways. Yeah, I guess that's the end of this one. I gotta find an ender for this. Hey, actually, if you guys want me to do more podcasts or whatever, have me talk more, or want me to talk about certain topics, I have an email, stuffbyscott@gmail.com, stuffbyscott@gmail.com, and just mention, like, hey, Scott, you should talk about this or whatever, because in case you want to find out what my thoughts are on certain topics, because I just mumble and randomly think about things. I mean, who would have thought that I had an epiphany about Sierra Mist almost having the exact same name as its brother or sister soda? That's exciting, isn't it? But I was talking about apologies in the beginning. Yay. All right, well, yeah. I don't know how to end these. Someone give me a... Here's what I'll do. Email me at stuffbyscott. Tell me catchphrases or whatever, and then I will use them and see which ones I like. How's that sound? Good? Sounds good? All right. So, until the next time, I'm pushing the stop button.